This is Walter Edgar with South Carolina from A to Z. G is for gardens and gardening. Both home and commercial gardening were essential to the survival of colonial settlements in South Carolina. Most colonial home gardening included food crops that could be pickled or stored dry, as well as salad greens such as mustard and turnip. In the 18th century, wealth allowed South Carolinians to create ornamental gardens. Charleston was among the first American ports of entry for such Asian plants as camellias and crepe myrtle. Home horticulture began to flourish in the mid-19th century with the development of commercial nurseries such as the one at Pomeria. Public gardens around the state annually attract thousands of visitors. Home gardening is America's number one hobby today, and with its long growing seasons, South Carolina offers one of the best areas in the country for gardening for produce and pleasure.